Good morning, everyone. My name is Andrea Pinto, and I'm a senior here in Tulane University. In the spirit of Majors Week, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my major and hope that all of you undecided students out there consider it as a great possibility. Freshmen, you have spent half a year falling in love with Tulane at this point. You're probably taking a very general coursework to fulfill your undergrad requirements with a vague idea or not even thinking about what major you will pick. Unfortunately for sophomores, that is no longer the case. You have already been through all that jazz, and it's time to get serious and face the daunting question of what do you want to be when you grow up? Luckily, the major you choose won't necessarily tell you exactly what your future is going to be like. In fact, the purpose of each major is to introduce you to what being an anthropologist or a business person really is about. It is there for you to explore its wide range of possibilities, in which you will eventually find a little niche with your name on it. In my case, I found myself walking up the stairs of Jones Hall and finding my niche in the world of Latin American studies. Throughout this piece, I will guide you through the opportunities and possibilities that the Roger Thayer Stone Center for Latin American Studies has to offer. And maybe, just maybe, you'll discover that this is the place for you too. Recognized as one of the most prestigious Latin American studies programs in the country, the Stone Center offers its students a wide array of courses and resources to pursue an academic journey in any discipline within the region. The program encourages comparative studies to gain a better understanding of the different sociocultural systems in Latin America in relation to each other, the U.S., and other regions throughout the globe. The Stone Center takes pride in that their students become critical experts, effective researchers, and avid communicators. Specializing on area studies may sound somewhat vague or confusing to many. However, in reality, it's very practical and captivating. You will have accessibility to a series of study abroad programs, internships, and unique service learning opportunities offered specially to our students. By the end of the program, you will be an expert of one of the following themes: creativity, encounter, exchange, identity, land, nation, people, and welfare. You choose. From personal experience, I can testify that the center offers personal attention and support at all times. Teachers and advisors are willing to cater to your needs. The major is flexible and therefore makes it easy to organize your time and coursework to double major. Most of the majors within liberal arts and various natural sciences offer co-op classes that you can take for last credit. Heads up, a last major is not an easy way out. As with everything else, it's a serious commitment, but trust me, it'll be worth your time when you love what you're doing. Plus, you'll know how to speak a different language, Spanish or Portuguese. So, how is it that we have one of the best programs in the country? The Stone Center has an endowment of $15 million, making it one of the largest national resource centers in the country. The Stone Center's faculty is made up of more than 100 professors, affiliates, and fellows, which represents the largest assembly of faculty on any department or program on the Tulane campus, well, besides the specialty schools. We also have Tulane's Latin American Library, holding over 420,000 archives, placing it among the four top-ranked institutions in the field, with UT, Harvard, Yale, UCSD. Moreover, we have to our disposal the Latin American Resource Center with its own library, recognized as the largest available collection of audiovisual and curriculum materials for educators nationwide, and the library includes 4,000 items. Well, enough with the facts. Why don't we talk to the real professionals about the programs? Here is Jimmy Huck, one of the most influential faculty members of the department. Jimmy, can you talk to us a little bit about Tulane's Latin American Studies program and how it gained its reputation?
Well, the Stone Center's reputation precedes my involvement in the Stone Center. It goes as far back as the founding of the Middle American Research Institute in the early part of the 20th century. And I think Latin America's always had a particular relevance to the city of New Orleans and Tulane University in particular. So the university has made an institutional commitment to support research, scholarship, and teaching on Latin America. It's one of the fundamental cornerstones, and I think if it weren't for the commitment on the part of the administration to emphasize over the years, we're going back 50 plus years, to emphasize Latin American studies, we may not be as strong and as well known and as, you know, have as far of a reach in the university community that we currently have today. So we've been an active and integral member of the Center for Public Service since its creation following Katrina and in the development of its mission and its objectives. And we have been active participants in providing courses as well as training for faculty and graduate student TAs in the pedagogy of service learning and in the value of community service as a part of the undergraduate and graduate educational experience.
Thank you, Jimmy. I'm here with Kara Sachs, Program Manager for the Center for Public Service. Kara, what is your role in the center?
My role in the Center for Public Service is to work with students in a student leadership development capacity. So I run a few programs, one of which is the Fellows Program, the Public Service Fellows Program, where students work with faculty and service learning classes as student mentors. I also run our semester in NOLA program and some of our international study programs, and these are all service programs that take place during the summer, and they're opportunities for students to travel or to learn more about New Orleans, get academic credit and public service credit during the summer. Well, the main objective of the Center for Public Service is to facilitate Tulane's relatively new public service graduation requirement. So we have a lot of programming in place to implement that new requirement. We help faculty create and coordinate service learning classes. We have a fairly large AmeriCorps VISTA program that allows us to place AmeriCorps VISTA members with community partners so that we can help the community partners build capacity so that they can work with us and our students, and enables us to allow students to connect with the community, learn ways to become civically engaged, and engage in the community in an academic context.
Thanks, Kara. For all interested students, I would highly recommend getting involved with service learning initiative that the Stone Center has to offer. The wide range of options extends to a few of our programs abroad. In collaboration with the Communication Department, the Summer Abroad program in Brazil is a great example. I'm here with the Chair of Communication, Professor Vicky Mayer, who's going to talk to us about the program.
Dr. Lopez and I started this program about 2 years ago when we saw after Katrina that the service learning component of the new Tulane curriculum wasn't just valid for rebuilding New Orleans, but that actually that there are many places around the world where Tulane students could be active parts of rebuilding and revitalization, and that we could actually learn something from other cities' experiences. And so this program brings students to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, which has a long history of community media and using media for community building and communication. So we started a couple years ago with this program, and the way it works is that on the last week of the program, we bring students to an area kind of on the outskirts of Rio where we work with a group that for the last 10 years trains teenagers and high school teachers in video production, newspaper publication, and other community arts. And with that, our students learn the practice of community media. They learn more about intercultural communication, which is the coursework that they're taking there. And they actually produce videos or publications for use by a nonprofit organization there.
Thank you, Vicky. Each of our summer abroad programs has a thematic focus. For instance, ecology and politics in Costa Rica, culture and Spanish in Mexico, economic and social development in Chile, culture and society in Cuba, which, by the way, was suspended in June 2004 and it just started again this year, Mayan language and culture in Guatemala, history and culture and landscape in the Dominican Republic, and archaeology in Peru. We also offer semester and year-long programs abroad in Argentina, Brazil, and Chile. After talking to faculty members, I decided to go around and talk to a few of my classmates about the experiences that Latin American studies have offered them. This is Will Faulkner, a senior in the program. Will, can you tell us a little bit about your experience?
I guess, first of all, choosing Latin American studies was a bit of by chance, but luckily it worked out really well. One thing that I did know going in is that the Stone Center has a lot of resources, and that is true and only getting truer. The library, first of all, is one of the largest collections in the world specifically dedicated to Latin America, especially in the United States. And the librarians have always been helpful to me on all of my projects. And there's libraries there. You know, it's things that I learned almost, I feel like I learned them too late, or not too late, but simply that I wish people had told me as a freshman that we had these unbelievable resources. You cannot search for something that cannot be found in the Latin American Studies Library about Latin America. There is a growing Latino community in New Orleans. It's also wonderful to work in New Orleans because in many places, say California or Texas, where you might be working with a Latino community, it's, you know, what they might call a mature community. It's been there for many, many years. It's well established. Everything is going to be kind of in place. Whereas everything right now in New Orleans is so new, especially since Katrina, that you're going to have the experience of being able to set up projects and do things that haven't been tried and have a lot more flexibility with your decision making. And you know, you're going to be given a lot more influence in the projects because you're not simply going to be a paper pusher. You're going to be somebody, you know, who's really out there trying to help and figuring out problems and solving them.
I'm here with Maya Craig. She's a psychology and Spanish major and a Latin American studies minor. She has been an avid participator in the different service learning courses throughout the years. And keep in mind that for us seniors, it was never a requirement. Maya, do you have any suggestions for incoming students of how to approach service learning?
First, I would say that it is a commitment. I know it's a requirement, but given that, you need to find something that you know you will enjoy doing. So find something that you know will relate to your future life or your major, or be involved, be completely involved in it, because these people, whether you're working with adults or children, they depend on you. You do become a part of their routine and they become a part of your routine. And it's a give and take. If your commitment isn't 100%, theirs won't be either. And I've definitely seen a lot of other people struggle because either their commitment is low or the people who they're teaching or they're working with aren't as committed as they are. And it's very disappointing no matter which way you look at it. So, but it can be very, very fulfilling if you're in it 100% and the people who you're working for, who are relying on you, can see that and they will then give 100%. And it's a very mutual relationship and actually get stuff done. It's very productive. It can be very good.
Thank you very much. Now, I wanted to share an abroad story with all of you, how this influences people and the benefits that come from knowing a language. Lily Reed is here to tell us a little bit about her experience in Argentina.
Spring semester of junior year, I went to Buenos Aires, Argentina. I knew that I wanted to study abroad always before I went to college. I took classes at the University of Buenos Aires that were intended for native speakers. They were upper level sociology and political science classes. Very challenging, but they really opened my mind. Studying in another country, especially in a Latin American country, helped me see such a different perspective, just being in a separate education system. And as far as the language goes, I feel it was absolutely necessary for my Spanish to go abroad, because you're not only learning, taking classes in this other language, all your daily interactions are in another language, and have that daily reinforcement is what really strengthens your language skills, I think.
Thanks, Lily. As a final guest, I asked Andy, a senior, to explain how he came to define his major, being that within the field of area studies, you can specify your area of expertise.
I am both a Latin American Studies and International Development major. So I started taking a lot of classes about development and social welfare and subjects like that. And then after I studied abroad in both Chile and Argentina, I decided to specialize my major in the southern cone of Latin America. So for the capstone course in Latin American Studies, I wrote my final my research project on social welfare programs in Brazil. And so just it kind of brought everything together that I had been working on over the past 4 years about welfare and development in the southern cone of Latin America.
Thanks, Andy. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks to all who shared their stories with us. I'm going to finish by saying that I hope you learned something and that you enjoyed the program. If you're interested, come join us. Wednesday, we get together for lunch in the UC and speak Portuguese. Thursdays, the same with Spanish. Keep your eyes open for the many panels and seminars the center has to offer. But more importantly, come to our famous pachangas with live music, typical Latin food, and free beer, if you're old enough. I hope that all of you undecided out there are intrigued by Latin American studies and come join our crowd. Thanks to everyone for listening, and have a great weekend.